Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Weed control is a constant part of maintaining a landscape, particularly here during our long, hot summer. That is something that will never, ever go away. But you do need to make sure you're doing the right things to ensure your efforts produce the best results possible. Now, when thinking about weed control, there are a couple of things that you need to keep in mind to prevent weeds to begin with. All of your beds should be well mulched to a depth of 2 to 4 inches. 2 inches is great around bedding plants and vegetables. You can go up to 4 inches around shrubs and trees. This is great for suppressing the growth of weed seeds, and most of the weeds show up in our yard growing from seeds. Lawn weed control starts with a good, vigorous lawn. Lawn should be mowed, fertilized, and watered properly to create a thick turf that's more resistant to weeds. Control lawn pests promptly, like chinch bugs or brown patch. When turf is killed, quickly lay new sod to repair the damage, or weeds will quickly invade the bare area. Now, when you're thinking about weed control, before you go to the nursery to buy weed killers, you need to keep a couple of things in mind. First, what is the situation? Weed control options vary greatly depending on where the weed problem is occurring, such as in a lawn, shrub and flower beds, vegetable gardens, or weedy vines. And each situation may have its own herbicides that can be used or not used. And so that's really important that you're able to tell the staff at the nursery you may be talking to what the situation is. Second, you really need to identify the weed. Now, there are herbicides out there that will kill just about everything. But when you're using something that you want to kill certain plants and not damage other plants, you've really got to identify what the weed is. If you're unable to identify the weed, bring some of the weed with you to the nursery or contact your local office of the LSU Ag Center Extension Service and get some help in identifying that weed. Different herbicides are used to control different types of weeds, and you really have to know what you're dealing with. Be sure to read the entire label and be familiar with how the herbicide product is used before you purchase it. Make sure it will be the appropriate herbicide to use in your situation. To help you understand herbicides and choose the proper ones, here are some terms that you need to be familiar with. There are pre-emergence herbicides and post-emergence herbicides. Now, pre-emergence herbicides are applied before the weeds become a problem. They put down a layer of herbicide that kills germinating weed seeds. If you weed out a flower bed, for instance, you can put down a pre-emergence herbicide to suppress the growth of weed seeds. In lawns, they can be very useful. If you apply the pre-emergence herbicides early in the season, it will suppress the growth of the weeds in your lawn. For the cool season weeds that grow over the winter here, put down a pre-emergence herbicide in early October. And for the summer weeds that we have such trouble with, apply a pre-emergence herbicide in early March. Now, there are selective weed killers that you can use in a situation that will kill certain weeds but leave your ornamental plants alone. Lawn weed killers are like that. They'll kill the weeds but leave your lawn alone. We have some grass weed killers as well that you could spray over ornamentals that kill grassy weeds but don't bother the ornamentals. Be careful when using herbicides. Remember, they're designed to kill plants, and you've got lots of plants that you don't want to kill. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.